You may have noticed them, or perhaps you live in one. A home built in the past few years, usually multiple floors, rectangular, a bit boxy, narrow in the front, long in the back, and you can fit a lot of them next to each other on a small lot. This type of modern residential architecture has been popping up all over the region, especially in Fayetteville. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek recently spoke with Fayetteville-based architect Marlon Blackwell about the trend and how it fits into a bigger change in how some people want to live.
What sort of, your style of architecture, if no one's ever seen it, let's say? Or some good examples around town?
Well, I mean, you know, I think our work is decidedly in the present, but doesn't forget where it came from. So it's part of a lineage of work in a kind of a contemporary language. But it's, you know, looks forward. It's forward looking. I would say progressive, if you want to say that. Examples would be the Blessings Golf Clubhouse, Fayetteville High School. I think the new architecture school renovation addition on the campus, the Stephen L. Anderson Center would be an example. Even interiors, things like the Crystal Bridges Museum store. And I think most recently, there's the Montessori schools here in Fayetteville, but most recently would be the Harvey Pediatric Clinic in Rogers, Arkansas. So, you know, a variety of buildings, different scales, different types. You know, we've done everything from a carport, you know, to a whole city block in D.C., you know, designs for that, for housing.
So, you know, when we look at Fayetteville and other parts of Northwest Arkansas, I think there's definitely been a bit of a style of architecture that's been sort of popping up. And a lot of it is sort of these sort of tall and long from the street. Mm-hmm. So they look much smaller from the street and then sort of extend backwards.
Right.
And we've seen that a lot in South Fayetteville. I think it's quite probably the most noticeable area. Can we just talk about that a little bit, kind of what you've noticed?
Yeah. First, let me just say that Northwest Arkansas, and particularly Fayetteville, has a very diverse range of post-war contemporary architecture. So it's actually known from that, nationally known for that. So that's one of the great things about being here is that there's a lot of diversity in the contemporary sort of language that's been used with people like Faye Jones and the Ozark Modern Movement, Warren Seagraves, and others that are building on that legacy. So when I see these kind of new houses, you know, first of all, it's all about density. And so I think what's happening a lot is South Fayetteville has been, you know, in a situation where it's kind of an uneven in a way. I mean, it traditionally has been, you know, just simple kind of blue collar kind of neighborhoods with the American dream, you have a house and it's front yard, backyard, that kind of thing. I think more and more, especially where it begins to butt up against the edge of downtown Fayetteville, I think that what's being imagined is more density, almost an extension of the fabric, urban fabric of the downtown. So they're doing lot splits, I believe, which necessarily make the lots not as wide and deeper. So they're trying to just get more people on the street, you know, more people in the neighborhood, and so that they're densifying. And that's what I see when I see that.
I guess part of that probably also has to do with maybe a little bit of a change in what someone who's looking for a home is looking for out of that home.
Well, you know, I think to energize the downtown, you need youth. You know, you need the young urban professionals. You need the graduate students, starter families, young couples, that sort of thing. And so this sort of fits neatly into that. It's most of these are affordable, especially in a two-income family. The idea of having a yard and having the kind of sort of traditional thing that most folks, mom and, you know, mother and father had when they were growing up, it for some people are less appealing. They'd like something that's,
maybe a little more manageable.
Yeah, just a little bit more manageable. People are really busy and, You know, they spend a lot of time outside. They have a place to come to and, you know, nest and whatever. But it's they also want to be part of a lot of the excitement that's going on, the restaurants, the different after-hour, you know, after-work-hour establishments and just the exciting things that go on in Fayetteville. And so they're close to it.
And, you know, what about people who say, well, these kind of don't really fit into what's already existing, you know?
What's existing? I mean, these things are being built in basically what were empty lots in an almost semi-industrial or zone. I mean, it all started, I think, in many ways with the co-op and the mill being transformed. And what you have is a lot of shops, metal fabrication shops, carpenter shops. You know, it's kind of light industry, light commercial. And so on one side and on the other side is, like I say, a very uneven, you know, like empty lots or derelict houses and things like that that they're trying to rejuvenate and revitalize. So I don't – it's not like you're zooming into the historic district, you know, and putting in something completely different. I think that it's a bit ambiguous about what's existing, what's good or not there. So they're capitalizing on that.
You know, is there any way to sort of tell whether these houses, I don't know whether in 10, 20 years people are going to say, hey, I think this type of house was built in, you know, around 2015. is there sort of any way to tell whether that's going to happen? I mean, are they going to be – I guess you have some houses or some styles of building houses that are more sort of – it's sort of hard to tell, or they're more traditional, I guess, in a sense. Although I don't know if that's changing.
Well,
the sense of what's traditional – what's a traditional house and what's not.
I think they're trying to appeal, again, to something that's a little hipper, a little less formal. You know, kind of more informal or casual. And will people be able to determine when they were built? Probably. Yeah, I don't think design-wise they are what I would call timeless by any means.
That's the word I was looking for, timeless,
No, they're commercial. I mean, that's what they are. It's a brand. If you were back in the 80s, postmodern, you know, the quotations of history and you'd get the kind of gable and, you know, and some kind of oversized windows and things like, you know, so it's just, it's kind of its time. I don't think it's.
Is there anything wrong with that?
No. The zeitgeist? No. Why not? I mean, you know, I think it's fine. I mean, we personally would tend to steer away from it as an architect. In other words, I would say we would do something different. Would come at it in a little different manner. I think it suffers. Some of them suffer from what a lot of architecture today suffers from, and it's from just too much, too many materials, too many moves, too many jigs and jogs. You know, it could be a little bit more restraint with it. There's a perception that makes it exciting and not cold and sterile or whatever. It's a branding effect. I don't think it's offensive or anything. I just think that it's a kind of a looser approach. It's tied to a developer. But on the other hand, I think, you know, spatially they're not wildly different from what you would get if it were based on a shotgun house, you know, or a double decker or something. It's more about how they're branded on the outside. And the message they're sending is, these are contemporary, and I think they do appeal. When you think about home magazines like Dwell and formerly Metropolitan, you know, Metropolitan Home, not around anymore, but a lot of these new magazines have been out in the last 10, 15 years that kind of advocate contemporary living, modern living, a new lifestyle. That's what these are appealing to. I think there's about lifestyle, and it says, hey, we're new, we're modern, we're contemporary, we're not grandma's house. And, you know, a lot of the new professionals and young folk now, they don't want to live in grandma's house, you know, unless it actually is grandma's house. That's the difference, right?
You go
to the historic district and, you know, those are authentically built and of their time as well. And my argument would always be if people get, oh, it doesn't look traditional or whatever, why is it okay that people in the Victorian era or at the turn of the century, architects, people who commission architects, were allowed to build in their time. And yet in our own time, we're supposed to still build like they built.
That's
you
true.
Where's the reasoning in that? I think the key to all of it is to build well. Many of the houses you see, for example, in the historic district, whether they're cottages or craftsman style or Victorian, they're built pretty well. And they follow a set of rules of that time. The big question here is how well are these built? What are the materials they're using? Are they really materials that are going to endure, or do they, you know, is there going to be a cottage industry that emerges just taking care of these houses right. that are poorly built? And I say that not just for the ones that are happening in South Fayetteville, but for a lot of these larger developments, you know, with the cul-de-sacs right. and the gated.
The subdivisions, gated,
you know. A lot of those are just big and cheap, cost a lot, and, you know, and not particularly well built. It's in many ways less and less about style. For me, I really appreciate a great traditional home that's built well mm-hmm. And well proportioned.
Yeah.
To me, it's really about things like proportion and scale, really good materials, solid materials, and very careful detailing. Detailing that is looking to the future for something to last for a while that weathers well. So
timeless in both senses of the word, I suppose. Physically
yes,
timeless
yes,
and
yes,
also.
Yes. I do appreciate, though, the fact that it's happening downtown rather than annexing more land on the edge
Definitely.
Of Fayetteville and Fayetteville, the city having to pay for infrastructure to make those work for a certain economic class. And I think the idea that you could do more affordable stuff downtown. And what they're doing is they're infilling. These are all
yes.
infill. This is not 40 acres of, you know,
That's right, yeah.
McMansions or whatever. This is carefully targeted, almost tactical insertions into this city fabric where it has gotten a little soft and punky, you know, in terms of the vitality of it. They're empty lots, they're rundown houses, things like that. So they're trying to capitalize on that. They serve a purpose. And one of the purposes I do want to commend, though, that they're serving is they're helping revitalize South Fayetteville. They're helping to revitalize the edge of the downtown and kind of extend that. I think these insertions, while they're new and they're one can critique it, I think they are contributing to the fabric and to the vitality of life. And I think, like I said, a lot of it started with the mill
mm-hmm.
building, which wasn't a wildly successful project when it started. You know, now it's the restaurants and the commercial stuff.
Yeah,
good.
Definitely.
It's filled out and, you know, it had its own problems with, you know, with how it was built and stuff. But the point is that it's there. It was optimistic and was doing something very sustainable, which is taking what you already have and making some, rather than building something completely new and all that,
mm-hmm.
take what you have, repurpose the buildings we have, repurpose the land that we have into positive, constructive ways.
And I suppose it's a good thing that architects, developers are responding to current trends instead of, or at least some of them.
Yeah, yeah.
What's
not trending?
All of them.
Well, this
yeah.
is trending.
Clearly. Yeah.
And that's why I think, you know, 10 years from now, you go, oh, yeah, this was built between, you know,
yeah.
2008 and 2015
yeah.
or whatever, you know, whenever.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's trend. Yeah. Trends are trends. I don't really care about trends, actually. It gets back to those things that are about building well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you can drive through the historic district and go, wow, this is really great. And then you can drive in other parts of Fayetteville and you see some of these homes that were built in the 60s.
Yeah.
The 70s that are contemporary, and they're like, wow, those are great. You know, a Herb Fowler house or a Cy Sutherland house or a Faye Jones house. You know, it's like, wow, that's great. I mean, they have that same kind of, you know, I don't know, integrity to them.
Absolutely, yeah.
That it's, you know, some of the newer stuff that is just, again, is more about, you know, sort of branding itself and mm-hmm. getting somebody to buy it.
Well, thank you so much for coming by our studio and
absolutely
speaking with us. So
good to be here.
That was Fayetteville-based architect Marlon Blackwell speaking with Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek.